أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال يا قوم أرأيتم إن كنت على بينة من ربي وآتاني منه رحمة فمن ينصرني من الله إن عصيته فما تزيدونني غير تخسير ويا قوم هذه ناقة الله لكم آية فذروها تأكل في أرض الله ولا تمسوها بسوء فيأخذكم عذاب قريب فعقروها فقال تمتعوا في داركم ثلاثة أيام ذلك وعد غير مكذوب صدق الله العظيم. These are ayat number 63, 64 and 65 of Surah Hud. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discussed when Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wasalam had given da'wah to his people. One of the things that they said to him is, قَدْ كُنْتَ فِينا مَرْجُوًا قَبْلَ هَذَا, that you are a person of great expectation. You were young and we had the hope when we saw your intelligence, your wisdom, that you will become one of our leaders. And now you are stopping us from worshipping what our forefathers had worshipped. You are saying that you are a prophet, a messenger, a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. This, of course, does not make too much of sense to us. So Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam's response to his people, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِن كُنْتُ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّن رَبِّي, that, O my people, inform me that when I am on a clear sign from my Rabb, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala didn't just inspire me, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent down wahi to me. There's a huge difference between the inspiration of an individual and the wahi that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends. Now Allah ta'ala sent this wahi. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose me to be a nabi far, far superior to what you had hoped that I would be. You had hoped that I would lead you with wisdom and intelligence, but this is now I am leading you with the wahi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that has come down from my Rabb. Wa atani minhu rahma, and from him Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted me a great rahma, a great mercy, the mercy of becoming the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you want me to follow your own whims, your fancies. فَمَنْ يَنْصُرُنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ إِنْ عَصَيْتُ, that who will be there to assist me if I disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and I should I do that, فَمَا تَزِيدُونَنِي غَيْرَ تَخْسِيرٍ, then you are not putting me but into a greater loss. In other words, you are going to deviate me from the path of Allah. Nonetheless, the people of Salih alayhi salatu wassalam, it comes in many narrations that Salih alayhi salatu wassalam was given nubuwat at a young age, and through that young age, and then he began to mature in his age, he became old, but he persisted with a great deal of steadfastness in inviting his people towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So then they decided that we will believe in you if you show us the miracle. A very specific demand, that it should be a she camel, a female camel that is pregnant, 10 months pregnant, and it should come out from this mountain or hill that was known as Katiba, and it should come out from there, and we must witness it coming out. It must happen all in front of our eyes, and when that happens, then we will consider believing you, bringing iman in you. Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam performed 2 rakats of salat. He beseeched and he begged Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah, if this is the way, then obviously the people will believe. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had exactly the description of the camel that they wanted emerged. The rocks began to move out of place, and this camel emerged from this mountain or this hill known as Katiba, and it was in the full view of the community of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam. When it emerged, they had gotten a shock. A very handful of them accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam. Majority declined, majority did not accept, rather they continued their opposition against Salih alayhi salatu wassalam to a greater extent. Now this camel was a very huge camel, and when it would eat all the pastures. When it would drink from the well, it would finish and complete all the water. The hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had come down, the very simple hukam and command, that one day the camel will drink from the waters, and the other day the rest of the community and their animals will drink. But as a bonus, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had replaced it, that you will not get water on that alternate days, but this camel will give out so much of milk, that it will fill the water buckets, the utensils of the people with milk, which obviously was a great deal for them. And hence in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had shown the next miracle, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had also shown Alladhi Fatarani, that was stated earlier, that Allah ta'ala is the creator, Allah ta'ala is the sustainer. But nonetheless, this community of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam did not relent in their opposition, and then they had this camel killed. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about this. وَيَا قَوْمِ هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ. O my people, this is that naqa, this is the female camel for you. آيَةً, it is a sign. فَذَرُوهَا, leave this camel. تَأْكُلْ مِنْ أَرْضِ, تَأْكُلْ فِي أَرْضِ اللَّهِ, that it eats from this land of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ, and do not interfere with it with any difficulty, any kind of evil. فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابٌ قَرِيبٌ, then a very close punishment, punishment in this material world, will get hold of you. فَعَقَرُوهَا, they had hamstrung this camel. فَقَالَ تَمَتَّعُوا فِي دَارِكُمْ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ. Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam said to his people that you people take benefit from this world, in other words live for another 3 days. ذَلِكَ وَعْدٌ غَيْرُ مَكْذُوبٌ, and that is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is not a lie, and it will never be belied, and this promise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will come through. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Inshallah we continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.